Benton Kerr joins us. You know, I wish that was hyperbole, but the text line loves some Christian Benton Kerr. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. How are things?
Oh, things are great. You know, coming off win last weekend, hopefully going to be 1-0 each week.
That's great. I love that. A lot of people talked about 8-game season last week. That was like the main thing. If you did an interview, some people were talking about 8-game season. Was that change of the sort of shift of focus? That seemed to work for you guys. That was a big rallying point the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the bye week is huge. Obviously, didn't start how we wanted to, but the bye week, we kind of regained our focus, reset, and came into this new, I guess, 8-game season, like you said, and won the first game, won the opener, and now we're looking to just win this weekend.
How would you assess your play Saturday?
I would say it was pretty good. Scored my first, I guess, two touchdowns, but obviously, there's still a lot to work on, and no game will ever be perfect, but I was excited to score my first touchdown, or I guess first two.
Coach Sweeney talked about, I guess, maybe last night on his call-in show about seeing you in running, you know, like doing extra running on your own and things like that, and just talking about your work ethic. Where does that come from?
I think that just comes from just how I was raised from my parents, you know. There's a quote I used I found somewhere, and it was like, when you stop growing, you start dying. And if you don't want to be greater for yourself every single day, then someone's going to catch up and they're going to get a lot better than you. So I just try to every day do something. And if I can't do physical something because I'm sore or something, just film study or anything like that.
I'm curious your thoughts on this. One of the things that we heard in August camp was like, hey, this guy's a great receiver, still working on the finer, like the protections and the things you're doing without the ball and that kind of stuff. And then your coach comes out on, was it Saturday? And he talked about, maybe it's Sunday, he called you an elite blocker. I don't know if he's ever said that to your face, but that's pretty high praise. Like, you're not normally getting that. How do you feel like you've been able to mature in a short amount of time in that aspect of your game?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, obviously a lot of hard work, but I want to give a lot of praise to our defense. I think we have one of the best defenses in the nation, especially with who I usually go against, our DNs and our linebackers. And I think they've just kind of helped mold me into a better blocker. And obviously there's so much work to still work on, but just going against them every day, iron is truly sharpening iron.
What's the one thing that you are most focused on getting better at right now?
Really everything. I mean, tight end is such a complex position that I think there's always so much to work on, blocking and route running. So I wouldn't really say there's one thing in particular, but I would just say everything.
Busy with Christian Bentecourt here on the program. Your first touchdown, I have to ask you, you're running like a little seam or a little post or something, and there is no one. It's like you and nobody, and the defender's on your hip. Do you just know, like, if he throws it, this is a touchdown? How do you process that and keep a level head?
Yeah, so saw the safety roll down, saw his man, and gave a little release, broke off, and I was wide open. And it was just a good play design by Coach Riley, of course, and played it into a good coverage, so was open. You know, you gotta still catch the ball and score a touchdown. So caught the ball, saw the safety was trailing, kind of did a hop step back or whatever that was, and just it was a race to the end zone.
All right, the hop step back we need to discuss. That's just natural athleticism, well, is what I say.
Well,
that's
when you catch a ball that far downfield, you're a little, it catches you a little off guard that no one is around you, right? I mean, like, you don't, that's not a move you practice,
right?
Yeah, so I would just say it's instinct, honestly. I saw the ball coming. I saw the safety was trailing on me. I caught it and saw he was going to catch up to me, so I had to do something. I couldn't just let him tackle me, so I kind of just took a step forward and kind of turned around, saw he fell down. I was just like, all right, this is a touchdown.
What's it like when you cross the goal line?
It's like no feeling ever. I don't really know how to explain it. It just, you like, growing up, you just, it's your dream to, like, watching all the highlights and seeing all these people score touchdowns in front of all these fans, and then you actually do it, and it's like, you look to the crowd, you look at all the people just so excited, and it was exciting. Very euphoric feeling.
Your first touchdown was scored in front of thousands of people. Your second touchdown was like hundreds, maybe. That has to be a neat feeling. I've never experienced that myself, but it has to be a neat feeling to know that, like, you just sent like 50,000 people home early.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
To be part of that. I mean, that's our every away game. That's what we want to do. We want to, you know, empty out the stands, make the game so boring that no one wants to watch the game anymore. So, to see that, to see people just slowly leaving, that was a very good thing to see.
Will you give him the stats? I just want his was it 21? 21 catches and 5 touchdowns.
I think there's a typo in your bio, Christian. There, it says something about a game in high school where you had 21 catches and 5 touchdowns. There's no way you caught 21 balls in one game.
Yeah. I guess I was a pretty big part of our high school.
I guess so.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah, that game was just insane. They kept leaving a zone open. So I just ran a hitch, and it was pretty much wide open every time. So it was at least 5 yards, and and that was like pretty much our whole offense that game, I guess. So I just caught it and then scored up, and I guess the 5 touchdowns too. But yeah,
doing that against Christ the King, it's like a hate crime.
It's a little disrespectful.
That's what I mean,
I'm just saying.
Really is. That's crazy. let me talk to you about T. Higgins, Mike Williams, Nuke Hopkins, three of our favorites around here.
Yeah.
What they all have in common is they all have basketball backgrounds. And we've been talking about for a long time, hey, need more basketball players catching balls around here. How does that help you when you're trying to track a ball or you're just playing out there?
Yeah.
The ability that you have to also play the game of basketball.
Yeah, so I think something me and my dad talked about a lot growing up was playing different sports, because each different sport has their own athleticness to them. I feel like anyone could run fast, anyone could jump high, but it's like those little athletic moves that you could do in coordination-wise, like you can't get from just football. So playing basketball, playing baseball growing up, playing track growing up, it's just you get those different senses of athleticism, and I think it's helped me so much in my football career.
All right, you were around last year, but this is your first time being sort of an integral part of the team. The emotions of team meetings from a couple weeks ago, just the way that people talked about it was an incredible rallying moment. And I'm curious, who are the players that you are looking at? Okay, this is your first time being an integral part of the team. Who is going to step up and speak here? Who are the players that stepped up and sort of led the charge on the players into things?
Yeah, so on the offensive side, I would say Cade. I think Cade really stepped up his leadership, and he's been such a great leader for our team. Just trying to encourage us in those times. And on the defense, I would say Wade Woodaz. I think him being like a integral part of our linebacking core and calling the plays, I think he's got a lot of inspiring things to say. And obviously, not being in the start we wanted, it was great to look at them and see they stepped up and did a good job.
Caden Brenningstool had a really good relationship on the field last year and off the field too. It feels like maybe you and Cade are starting to click a little on the field. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Me and Cade have become really close even since I got here. Just helping me in everything, and even just getting extra film study during the week or on weekends or in the off season, or even just getting extra throws after practice. We've started to grow our relationship, and I think it's starting to show.
So what does that look like a film study? Is he kind of telling you what he's seeing in a defense, and you're doing the same?
Yeah, so it's a mix of both. We obviously are from different perspectives, and being the quarterback and kind of hearing his perspective of how he goes through each different read helps me as a receiver or tight end go through my route and kind of know when he's looking at me or when the timing matches up.
That's pretty cool. So what I'm hearing you say is sometimes even if you're right, it's better to just be on the same page as the quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not just enough to be right. You better be right like he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's why it's so important. Like, you got to have that chemistry. You got to be yoked together for sure with the quarterback, because if you're not on the same page, it doesn't matter if you run the right route or the wrong route, then it's just not going to work out.
All right, last question. We've got Stefylin Green. What should we ask Stefylin about? What do we need to know that he would never tell us? He would never clue us in, but we need to ask him about.
How our relationship is, how me and Steph Island's relationship is. We're in the same locker section, so I'm interested to hear his response.
Okay, very good, very good. We'll let you be the fly on the wall and hear that one. Christian, thank you very much. Appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, and best of luck moving forward.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Christian Bentiker joining the show. He's going to hand the headset off to Steph.